Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Chav Beis. Elisha left off on Daf Chav Aleph Amud Beis, 12 lines from the end of the page. I thank him very much for giving the shir over the weekend and in advance for giving the shir over the next few days while I will be in England. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha Leah Shalom, also by Simi and Moshe Kleinman in memory of Simi's grandmother, Miriam Bas Yitzchak Yaakov, whose yard site was last Thursday, and Shem Shav and Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So the first thing we're going to talk about today is whether a Kohen is allowed to take a Yefas Tohar. Is that special heter of a Yefas Tohar only something for Yisrael, or are Kohanim permitted as well in a Yefas Tohar? The Gemara is going to derive several halachos from the Psukim about Yefas Tohar, limitations on Yefas Tohar, and understandings of the Inyan of Yefas Tohar. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the Ritzia of the Eved Ivri, how the Eved Ivri needs to say that he needs to stay with his master both betchila and besof. And the Gemara is going to define what does betchila mean, what does besof mean. We're going to have six different cases where he's not eligible to have Ritzia Sa'ozen, where he's not eligible to become an Eved Nirtza. Then the Gemara is going to discuss how the master has to support the Eved's wife and children. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about the details of the piercing of the ear. Exactly where did we do it? What was the role of the door in the piercing of the ear? Which part of the ear? Why the ear? Why the door? The Gemara is going to discuss all of these details. Then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to discuss the kinyanim of an Eved Kenani, right? We're discussing all the Mishnayos in the first paragraph discussing kinyanim of different personalities, right? So we had kinyanim so far. Then we'll have kinyanim of things also. But we've had the kinyan of an Isha, we had the kinyan of an Eved Ivri, now we're going to have the kinyan of an Eved Kenani. And we're going to talk about whether being Kona and Eved Kenani works with Chalipin and with Mashicha and with kinyan Hagbah. So that's going to be the Gemara in the end of today's daf. So let's begin 12 lines from the end of the page on daf Chaf Aleph Amud Bey. So, Ibayilu, Kohen Ma'u B'Yifas Tohar. Does the Torah allow a Kohen to take a Yifas Tohar? What are the tzadim? So, Chidishu Loshna Kohen Loshna Yisrael. Do we say, well, the whole concept of a Yifas Tohar is a Chidish? Because normally, without a Melchama, you would not be allowed to just take a random non-Jewish woman and sleep with her. So, if the whole thing is a Chidish, it's against everything we know about in the rest of Kalat Arukula. So, it shouldn't matter whether it's Yisrael or a Kohen, Odilma Shaini Kohanim Ol Riba Ben Mitzvah Sisera. So maybe Kohanim are more spiritually sensitive person, and therefore and status, and therefore we have to be more careful, and therefore Kohanim maybe we're never allowed to take Yifas Tohar. Tosfos Rush points out that if you look in Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Vavim Beis, it's pretty clear that in a Torah there's no iser for a man to be boel anachris bitzina. That means obviously it's not the Yeshivish thing to do. We don't recommend it. But it's not that in Minat Torah that would not be included in any Isser. So what's the big Chiddush that you're allowed to take a Yifas Tohar? So first of all, that it's an Ishus Ish, that a Yifas Tohar we're about to see soon, that even if she's married, so that you're not allowed to do. And second of all, it's Farhesia, because it's in the Melchama. His fellow soldiers are going to say, where is he? They're going to realize that he took this woman. So that wouldn't even be considered Sinna. So that's what Tosfos Rosh points out. That's why this is considered a Chiddush, because it is against all the normal Dinei Torah. So is a Kohen allowed to take Yifas Torah? Rav Amar Mutar, Shmuel Amar Asr. Rav says yes, Shmuel says no. Bibir Rishon Adukul Me'al Pligi D'Shari. So the Gemara modifies and limits the Machlokas. That if it's, we're talking about the Bibir Rishon the first time he's Boel her, everyone's going to agree that that's Mutar, even for a Kohen. Because the Torah is trying to do something to satisfy the Yetzar Hara. Because if we would not have been Matir her, he would be Nichshol in Nisr. So that reasoning applies to a Kohen just as much as it does to Yisrael. Ki pligi, the whole machlokas is bibia shnia. What about the second bia after he's already calmed down a little bit? So by Yisrael, he's going to be mutter. So Rav Amar Mutar, Rav says for a Kohen it's also mutter. Shmuel Amar Aser. Shmuel says no, for a Kohen bia shnia and on is going to be Aser. Rav Amar Mutar Ol Vishtari Ishtari. Rav says mutter once she's mutter bibia rishona, she's going to be mutteres Lagamri Ushmuel Amar Asr Tahavila Gioris Ugioris the Kohen Lochazia, and Shmuel says she's Asura because this is part of a Gerus process, and a Gioris is Asura to a Kohen. Now the Gemara says in Mesechus Yevamos and Daf Chaf and Beis that Kohen Gadol is allowed to be Miyabim and Almana with Bir Rishona, and then she goes back to being Asura to him, meaning Almana is Asura to a Kohen Gadol. So what if the Kohen Gadol's brother dies without any children? So does Kohen Gadol do Yibam? The woman is an almana now, but she's also his Yevama. So the Gemara says that he could do Yibam, be a Rishona, just to do that mitzvah's Yibam, but then she goes back to being an almana of Kohen Gadol, and she becomes Asura to him. So the Rashba wonders, why over there don't we say this Svara that we're suggesting over here? We're saying Hol V'Ishtariya, Ishtari, that once she's going to be Rav's whole Svara to say why she should be the Yifastar, should be Mutter, and be a to the Kohen. Was, well, once she's mutter for Bia Rishona, Mimela she's mutter for Bia Shnia. Well, we don't seem to say the same thing by a Kohen Gadol doing Yibum. So the difference is, the Rashba says, that when it comes to Yibum, there's a mitzvah of Yibum. So the mitzvah of Yibum applies by the Bia Rishona. So that doesn't necessarily mean that when any future Bia, where there's not going to be a mitzvah, by a Fast Torah, there's no mitzvah to take her. So if we allowed it, even absent a mitzvah, we're going to continue to allow it even absent a mitzvah. So that's the difference according to the Rashba. Ikada Amri, others have a different version of the machlokas. Not that everyone agrees that the Bir Rishon is mutter, the whole machlokas is about the Bir Shnia. No, the opposite. Bir Shnia kuliyam lo pliga da asira. Everyone's going to agree, even Rav's going to agree, that the second Bir is going to be Asura. The Kohen's not allowed to take a Yifas Torah past the Bir Rishona. Tavila Gioris, because she's a Gioris, and the Gioris is the Asura to a Kohen. Ki pligi bibi rishona. The whole machlokas is only by the bibi rishona. Rav mutter da lo dibra Torah ella keneged yetzar hara. Rav says mutter to a Kohen because the Torah is only speaking to the yetzar hara, and therefore that applies to a Kohen as much as anybody else. Ushmol amar asur kalecha de karina be vevesel toch besecha karina be veri isa b'shivya. That only when you're going to be able to follow through and do the rest of what the Torah describes with the Yifas Torah, bringing her home and staying with her. So only then do we have the original heter of Reisa B'Shivya, but Kol Hechad Lo Krina Be'Vesel Toch Be'Secha, wherever you're not able to fulfill Be'Vesel Toch Be'Secha, so Lo Krina Be'Reisa B'Shivya, then we're not going to apply Be'Reisa B'Shivya, and it's going to be also even Be'a Rishona. So now the Gemara brings a Brisa that discusses different the case of heter for Yifas Torah. Tan Rabbanan Be'Reisa B'Shivya B'Shas Shivya. So first thing is that it has to be B'Shas Shivya. So what does that mean, B'Shas Shivya? That only if you had in mind to want to marry her at the time of the Shivya, at the time in the Milchama. But if originally you took her just to sell her, or you took her to keep her as a Shivcha, and then afterwards you fell in love with her and you decided that you wanted to keep her, that's not going to work. It has to be B'Shas Shivya, that you already had a desire for her in that way. That's how Rashi understands. It's somewhat cryptic though, so you'd imagine that the Rishonim say different interpretations of what this means, B'Shas Shivya. So that's just Shitas Rashi. The Tosfos Rid understands that the pasuk is being matir bir rishona bishas milchama as soon as you see her. That's what it means, bishas shivya. That you can have the bir rishona right then and there. The Rashba understands that the pasuk is that is coming to aser if you already had fallen in love with her beforehand. The guy already had eyes on her from before the milchama. So then he goes out to milchama and says, oh, now the nachris that I've always wanted is right there. So that's what it means, that it's bishas shivya, that it has to be in the heat of the moment. That's where the Yetzer Hara strikes. Eishas v'afilu Eishas Ish. Then we darshan Eishas means that even if she's an Eishas Ish. So Tosfos points out, Eishas Ish, she's a Nachris. What do you mean? Is there Ishas for a Nachri? V'afal pi de'ein Ishas b'kutis k'dis b'perek dal misas. Tosfos says, even though there is no Ishas for a kutis, mikol makom ikase d'ksiv v'davak b'ishto v'lo b'eishas chaveiro. Then we darshan v'davak b'ishto, but not b'eishas chaveiro. So there is still, it's not Ishas in the sense of Eishas Ish, of the Isolosa saying the Chiv Misa and all that, but there is this concept of Ishus by Nachrim as well. And once you have the Davak Bishto, Velo Beishas Chavero, so that means that a non Jewish woman married to a non Jewish man, in a certain sense, is considered a married person. So Yifas Torah, and then we darshan Yifas Torah, Lo Dibra Torah, Lo Kenegad Yitzhar Hara, Mutav Shiochlu. Basar tumusos shchutos val yochlu basar tumusos nevelos. That the Torah is speaking to the Yetzer Hara. Imagine if you have an animal that's a behema mesukenas and it's going to die. So better to eat it, to do a shchita on it quickly and eat it as a shchuta, even though it's not really so great to do that either, rather than wait for it to drop dead on its own and eat it that way as a nevela. So if you're going to do an avera one way or the other, so the Torah is matir whatever it can. V'chashakta aval pishe nanoa. Then v'chashakta describes that a person has his own personal cheshek for this woman, even if she happens to not be beautiful. The Meiri says this isn't because we would have thought otherwise, because the Torah describes her as a yifas toar. So yifas toar might be describing objective beauty. So it says, no, the chashakta, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and if this guy has a desire for this woman, it doesn't matter if the rest of the world doesn't find her particularly attractive. Va, v'lo va uvachaverta. And va teaches and that you can't take two yifas toars. V'lo kachta likuchin yeshul chaba. V'lo kachta tells me that you have kiddushin with her, even though she's a gaya, and she's not miskayeres midaita. She's not choosing to be megayer, but nevertheless, it still works as a form of isha. L'chali isha, shaliyikach. There's girsa issue over here, but we'll read it out as we have it. Shaliyikach shtei nashim achas lo v'achas la'aviv, achas lo v'achas l'bno. You can't even take two women. Not only if we already said you can't take two women for yourself, but you can't even take one for yourself and one for your father, or one for yourself and one for your son. Ve'aveisa melamit shalo yilchatzena b'melchama, that you shouldn't be yilchatzena b'melchama. So what does that mean? Shalo yilchatzena b'melchama. So Rashi says lavo aleha, that you shouldn't be boel her b'melchama. So that's what this long tosos on the side of the page over here says, that it sounds from Rashi that you're not allowed to be boel her b'melchama at all. Even the bir rishona is not mutter b'melchama until she only becomes muteris achar kolamaisim. You bring her home and she grows her hair long and she's misabel on her family, the whole thing. Only then does she become muteris. So it says, I understand. Then what's the lo dibra Torah keneged yetzer hara? You're not able to do anything keneged yetzer hara. Furthermore, Tulsa says, why would you call a busser to musos if you're waiting till she's megayer? So she's mutter legamri. The Gemara referred to it. Oh, better to have this busser to musos shchuta than men nevela. Maybe better. This is perfectly fine. And furthermore, the Gemara says in the second paragraph of Sanhedrin that Tamar was a basi fas toar, and that's why she was muteres to Amnon, because she said, the pasuk says daber alai el amelech ki lo yimne'eni mimcha. She said to Amnon, you know, if you just speak to David, he'll be happy to marry me off to you. It's not going to be a problem. But if David was Boel, her mother, after Kol HaMasim, after she was already Miskayer, so then this is his sister. There's no way David's going to approve of such a marriage. What kind of comment is that? That I'm sure our father will allow it. There's no way David would have allowed it. So that's why Rabbi Natan disagrees with Rashi. And about halfway through the Tosos, Venir the Rabbi Natan, to be a Rishon Muteres b'Milchama. You are allowed to do the be a Rishon at the Milchama. I will be a Shnia Asura ad Shete b'Beis u'Giores. It's only the be a Shnia that's Asura until she becomes a Gioras, a full Gioras. So that's and then Tos says, but you could be Miyashev Shitas Rashi. That which we said, how is it going to be Mephias is Yetzer Hara? That's not a problem. There's a concept of Inadom, Mishesh lo pas besalo, Mishesh lo pas besalo. If a person knows that she's going to be Muteris to him, so it comforts his Yetzer Hara. And that which we asked, why do we call it Basar Tumusos? She's Megayer anyway. No, she's being Megayer Bal Korcha, so that's not a real normal Gerus. So he goes through, and that which Tamar said, that, you know, David won't hold me back from you, she wasn't, it could be that Tamar was not a Bas David, she was a Bas Yifas Toar from previously, meaning the Yifas Toar came in with Tamar into this to this marriage. Okay, so there's different possibilities, but that's fundamentally, is Machlokas Rashi and Tosos, whether that Bia Rishona is Mutter at the Mulchama or only after she goes through the whole process. Okay, so now says Maratana about an Omer Yomer, back to the Eved Ivri. So the Eved Ivri wants to stay on as an Eved, so he has to go through the whole piercing procedure. That's what the majority of our daf is about. Achi Yomer V'yishna, he has to say it twice that he wants to stay. So Omer B'tchila Sheish Lom B'sov Sheish Eino Nirtza Shenemar Lo Eitzi Chavshi Achi Yomer B'shas Yitzia. If he only says it at the beginning of the 6 years, not at the end of the 6 years, he's not Nirtza, because it has to be at the Shas Yitzia that he says it. Amar b'sof sheish v'am b'tchila sheish, if he says it at the end and not at the beginning, einu nirtza. Shenemar im amar yomar ha'eved, ad sheyomar kshu eved. He has to say it while he's still an eved. Amar mar. So what was all that talking about? So the Gemara elaborates on every line of what we just said in this brisa. Amar b'tchila sheish v'am b'sof sheish. He says at the beginning of the 6 years, not at the end of the 6 years, einu nirtza, that he doesn't get the ritzia. Shenemar lo yitzi chavshi, my yiriya lo yitzi chavshi. Typically, meaning it's not shy to say any of these things at the beginning of the 6 years. He doesn't yet have a wife. He doesn't yet have children. Right? They didn't give him a shivcha kananis yet. He had no time yet. Vesu amar b'sof sheish. And then furthermore, we said that if he says it at the end of the 6 years, lom b'tchila sheish in nirsa shnemar ha'eved. Well, at the end of 6 years, is he not an eved? We said that if he says it at the end, but at the beginning and not at the beginning and not at the end, then it's no good because he has to say it when he says it at the end, not at the beginning. It's no good because he has to say it when he's still an eved. What? He's not still an eved at the end of 6 years. He's still an eved also at the end of the 6 years. So zoom conk there. No, it's back. Okay. So says Amarava b'tchilas pruta achrona b'sof pruta achrona. Tchila sheish and sof sheish doesn't mean the beginning of the 6 years and the end of the 6 years. It means the beginning and the end of the last pruta that he that of worth of work that he still owes the master. So that's what it means, tchila and sof. It doesn't mean the beginning of the 6 years and the end of the 6 years. So now it's the Tan Rabban. We have a brisa that lo isha ubanim, that if the eved has a shivcha kananis that his master gave him and he has banim, ularabo ein isha ubanim, but the master doesn't have a wife and family, eino nirtza. Then he doesn't have a ritzia shenemar ki ahevcha ve'es beisecha. Part of what he has to say is that I didn't only love you, I loved your bias. So he has to have a bias. Right? Isha is called beisa. L'rabo isha ubanim velo ein isha ubanim. If his master has an isha ubanim, but he doesn't have isha ubanim, the eved doesn't have a shivcha kananis and children, eino nirtza. Also he doesn't get ritzia shenemar ahavtias adoni ve'es ishti ve'es banai. That part of his, what he says is that I love my master and my wife and my children. So he has to have all of those things in order to be able to go through this process. The Atzmus Yosef has a suffix. What if he has a wife and one child, right, from the Atzmus? Does it need to be banim in the plural? So he says, no, sometimes banim in the Torah means even just one child. In Bamidbar Chavav, Ufnei Falu, Eliyav. He only had, well, there was only one. There's Eliyav, and that's it. But there was B'nai. It's described as B'nai as multiple sons. Mishnah Melech takes it, quotes from Knesset Gedola, that it's a davar pashut that way, that you don't need multiple children. In fact, the Rosh Hashanah writes, it's not Isha Ubanim, a wife and children, it's one or the other. Isha Ubanim is good enough, because by the master it said that if the master, that the reason the master has to have Isha Ubanim is because he loves Beso, the bias of the master. Well, Beso Zuishto, just having a wife is enough to fulfill the concept of Beso, so one or the other would be good enough. Who oheves rabo, verabo eno ohavo. If the eved really likes the master, but the master does not particularly like the eved, eno nirtza, then he doesn't get ritzia shenemar, because the pasuk says that the reason that the eved wants to stay is kitov lo imach, that the master really likes him, and that's why he's good to him. Rabo ohavo, vuhu eno oheves rabo, if the master likes him, but he doesn't really like the master, eno nirtza, shenemar ki ahevcha, that he has to love the master, he has to say it, and he can't just say, you got to mean it. Hu cholev verabo eno cholev, the eved is sick and the master is not, eino nirtza, shenemar ki tov lo imach, that it's good for the eved, that he's in good health. Rabo cholev v'hu eino cholev, the master is ill and he's not, eino nirtza, shenemar imach. Sounds like they got to be in the same boat, they have to be in the same category. Boi rabi bivarabai, shneim cholev mai. What if they're both sick? Imach b'inan v'ika, oldil ma ki tov lo imach b'inan v'alecha. Is the key that they have to be on the same, you know, in the same basic good health or level of health, even if it's not good health? Or is it that it's got to be tov, and if it's if they're both ill, then it's not tov? Teiku, the Gemara is not able to resolve that question. So now the Gemara brings up Brisa, Darshan's a pasuk about the chiyuvim of an adon to an eved. Tan Rabbanan, the Torah says, when it comes to an eved ivri who does not want to go out at the end of the 6 years, why does he not want to go out? Ki tov lo imach. So we see that imach b'maychol, imach b'mishte, that you have to give him food and drink, the same that you give yourself. You don't eat the good stuff for yourself and give him the coarse bread. You drink nice aged wine. And he drinks new, lousy wine. Ata yashnal gabe mochin, you sleep on nice soft pillows and comfortable blankets. Vu yashnal gabe tevin, and he sleeps on straw. Mikan amru kol kona eved ivri, kona adon liatzmo. That anyone who's kona in eved ivri, it's as if he was kona a master for himself. That's the requirement that a person has. Now, what we just described is not really being kona a master. It's like being kona a brother, a comrade, an equal, right? Meaning, why is that a master? Meaning we're saying whatever you have, you give him the same. It doesn't say you give him better. So Tosus points out on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph that the fact that it's called Kona Adon is because sometimes you have to actually treat him better. Because Yerushalmi says that what if you only have one really comfortable pillow? So then you have to give it to the Eved. Because if you were to use it, so then you're not fulfilling Kitov Lo Imach. If no one uses it, then that's Midas Sodom. That you can have a perfectly good thing that no one's going to use. That's terrible. That's a Midas Sodom. So it will turn out that you'll have to give it to him. So since you're going to have to give it to him, that's why it's kikona adon liatzmo sometimes. Tan Rabban v'yatzam yimach hu uvanav imo, that he and his children go out with him. So Amar Rabbi Shimon, imhu nimkar banav b'mnosav nimkar mo. Wait a second. What does the Torah mean by that? That hu uvanav imo? He was sold as an eved. His children were not. So what does it mean? They have to go out with him. Meaning over here we're talking about his Jewish wife, not the shivcha kananis that he was given. His children and his Jewish wife, the children of the Shivcha, the Torah says they don't go out. The Torah says, "Madon of Yitin Lo Isha V'Yoldo Lo Banim Abanos Heisha V'Yoladeh Tiel Adoneha." That Avu Yetsi B'Gapo. That the children stay with the children from the Shivcha Kananis, and the Shivcha Kananis stay with the Adon. So we're obviously talking about the Jewish wife over here. So what are we talking about that the Jewish children go free? They were never in Avdus. So Mikan Shrav Chayvim Zavos Banav. That when he goes the Cherus, now the master no longer has to support those Banim. But up until that point, the master had to support his Jewish children as well. And we have something similar. The pasuk says in Bali Shahu v'yatzah ishtoimo, that his wife goes out with him. Amar Rabbi Shimon, who nimkar ishto minim keres, but his wife was never sold into slavery. Mikan shrabu chayiv mizonos ishto. You see that the master is chayiv in the mizonos of the wife as well. Utzricha, and I need to be told that the other is chayiv in the mizonos of the isha as well as in the mizonos of the banim. Di yashmin and banav. If only would have told me that the master has to support the banim, mishum t'lo b'nei me'avin meichel ninu, because what else are they supposed to do? They can't make their own money. They're not capable of making a parnasa. Avlishu t'vas meichel me'avinu, but a woman is able to work and get a little mezonos, emetav v'teichel. I would think that's not the master's problem. Let her go and figure it out. V'yashmin nishto, and if it only would have told me about the isha of the eved, d'lav dirka lahadure, because it's not the derech of a woman to be chozra l'psachim. It's a big busha to go around collecting money. Aval banav d'dirkai lahadure, but sons, where it's the derech to be chazal psachim emelo, maybe that the adon does not support them. Maybe they have to be chazal psachim. So tricha, that's why we have to be told both cases. So now the Gemara goes back to the discussion of the ritzias ha'ozen. So the Torah describes Tan Rabban. The Brisa elaborates on the psukim. The Torah describes that you put ozno badelas. So ilu nemar ozno badelas. If it would have said in the pasuk just that v'nasata ozno badelas, and it would have not. Ha'isi Omer Yidkar Keneged Ozno Badelas Delas in Ozno Lo. I would think that you bore a hole in the door, not in the ear. It's just across from the height of where the ear is in the door, but you don't actually touch the ear. V'ozelno, what, you would have thought that you don't touch the ear? V'aksiv, it says, V'ratza Adonav es ozno b'martzeya. How could you say that you're not going to bore a hole in the ear? Ella, ha'yis yom yotzen lo ozen me'abroi, v'yanichen ala delas, v'yitkor kedegar ozno badelas. Now, I would have thought that there are two separate things over here. That first you pierce the ear somewhere else, nowhere near the door, and then you bring him to the door, and you measure the height of the ear by the door, and then you make a hole in the door. But two separate things. Tam lo omer, bi ozno uvadeles. Doesn't say Ozno Badelas, it's Bi Ozno Uvadelas. So we're saying that the Delas and the Ozen go together. Haketzad, you do it at the same time. Doker Vaholi Chachamagia, it's El Delas. You put a hole in the ear until you hit the door because his ear is up against the door. So Delas, Shomeani, Bein Akura, Bein Sheena Akura. From the Pasuk says, Vigisho El Hadelas. So I would have thought that you could do that whether the Delas is uprooted from the door frame and it's just lying there on the ground, or whether it's in Akura, it's on the door frame and it's just it's like a regular door. Tamalomar mezuzah. That's why the pasuk says eladelas o ela mezuzah. Ma mezuzah mu'uma. Just like a mezuzah, by definition, a door frame is only a door frame if it's standing. If it's on the ground, it's just some pieces of wood. No one will look at it as a door frame. So avdelas nami mu'uma. So to a door only if it's standing, if it's in place. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai yadorish zmikra zek min chomer. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai would darshin the psukim about Ritzia in a very special way. Yeah, that like Kamin Chomer is like the Rashi points out, is like a package or a bundle, a small bundle of besamim or precious gems that people would wear as a tachshit. So manishtana ozen mikolei varm shabaguf. Why of all the limbs in the body would we dafka pierce the ear? So Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu ozen shama koli al harsina b'sha shamati ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim v'lo avadim l'avadim v'halach zev v'kana adon li'atzmo yiratza. That a person that the same ear that heard at Har Sinai, he libnei Yisrael avadim, that we're supposed to be avadim Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and he went and he decided that he wants to have a human master instead of just having Hakadosh Baruch Hu as his master. So that ear deserves to be pierced. So everyone asked the famous kasha, so then why is it only at the end of 6 years? He got himself a human master 6 years earlier, right? Why is it only at the end of 6 years? Rav Shachter always likes to quote, I think, from the Maral Diskin, that at the beginning of the 6 years, it was an onesh, right? He had stolen, he didn't have enough money to pay back, so it was an onesh. But at the end of 6 years, he says, you know, this onesh wasn't so bad. I enjoyed this. He says he's willing to take it. So now he's showing the whole thing wasn't an onesh for him. This was something that he prefers. So now he gets the piercing in the ear because he showed that it wasn't an onesh. One of the mefarshim in the back of the Gemara says a little different. Says that no, the isr of ki li b'nei shal avadim lo avadim lo avadim is only when it's eved olam. But if you're only going to work for someone for a little bit, that's not a violation of ki li b'nei shal avadim lo avadim lo avadim. We're all avadim to a certain degree. Anyone who has a boss is an eved to a certain degree, but you're not meshuba to them forever. So that's not a violation of ki li b'nei shal avadim. So if a person hires himself out for 6 years to work for somebody, so that's not a violation of law avadim avadim. But once he says I want to stay liolam, even if it's just olam shel yovel, but he says I want to stay liolam, then that's much more similar to the avdus that's supposed to be reserved for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Shim ben Rabbi Yudorish Zmikra Zek Min Chomer Manishan Adelus Mezuzah Mikol Kelim Shem Bayis. Why of all the things in the house do we focus on the door and the doorpost? Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu Adelus Mezuzah Shehu Edim B'Mitzrayim B'Shar Shepasachti Al Amashkov Al Shem Mezuzos. The Adelus and the Mezuzah which were Edim in Mitzrayim, at the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu skipped over the doorposts and the two mezuzos at Makas Becharos, va'amarti ki li v'nei Yisrael avadim, that I'm going to take v'nei Yisrael as avadim, lo avadim, lo avadim, they shouldn't be avadim to other avadim, va'otzeisa me'avdus l'cheres, and therefore I took them out, me'avdus l'cheres, va'halach zeh v'kana adol ni'atzmo yiratza b'fnei. I mean, he went and he was kona an adol for himself, so such an ear should be pierced. Now the Mishnah moves on to discuss the kinyanim of an eved kinani. How does one acquire an eved kinani? So the Mishnah says eved kinani nikne bekesef b'shtar b'chazaka. The way Yisrael is kona an eved kinani is either with kinyan kesef, that he gives money b'shtar, he gives a shtar to the mocher, gives a shtar to the kona, and he writes that the eved is hereby sold to you, u'b'chazaka, that the adon is machzik in the eved by using him in some way, by utilizing his services. He has the eved to untie his shoes or something like that. We'll see examples in the Gemara. V'konas atzmo, how does an eved go free from his Jewish master? Bekesef al yidei acherim. Well, if other people pay the master to free him, so that's good, that works. The eved can't do bekesef shel atzmo, because kol mashkon eved kon rabo. He can't have his own kesef. Any money that he has automatically belongs to the master, so it can never work out that he's paying the master for for his own freedom. Bishtar al yidei atzmo. But bishtar, that could be directly between the Adon and the Eved. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir Shita. V'chamom rim l'cham say no. Bekesef al yidei atzmo. Even with kesef, it could be al yidei atzmo. He himself can give the kesef to the master. Because it's possible that an Eved has kesef that does not belong to the master. Ubishtar al yidei acherim. And by shtar, it could even be other people being mekabel the shtar on his behalf. He could also be mishtachar b'kesef al yidei atzmo. Now the shikra of kesef al yidei atzmo is b'vachi kesef mishal acherim. The Chum just qualified that yes, kesef al yidei atzmo works, but the kesef has to be something that someone else was makna to him with the condition that the master doesn't have any rishus in this kesef. In such a way, the kesef can belong to the eved without belonging to the master, and then the eved can give it to the master to secure his own freedom. But there's no other way that the eved would ever have any kesef. If he finds a metziah or he receives a matana, that automatically goes to the master. If he wants to be poed himself with kesef, he has to receive the kesef from other people with a condition attached to it that it does not belong to the master. So minalan, how do I know that these are the kinyanim of an eved? Kesef shtar and chazaka. Dichsiv, because the pasuk says by an eved kanani, v'snachaltem osam levnechem achreichem l'resha sachuza, that the father is manchil to his children. He's manchil as avadim to his children. So since it mentions eved kanani together with the yerusha of karka, he kishna kasev l'stei achuza. We compare avadim to stei achuza, mas stei achuza. Just like when it comes to a field that you're going to yarshin over to the children, nikna b'kesef shtar v'chazaka. The darkei kinyanim of a field are with kesef shtar v'chazaka. We're going to see that on daf chavav af eved kanani nikna b'kesef shtar v'chazaka. So to an eved kanani is nikna with kesef shtar and chazaka. Maybe we can darshan from this hekish that a stei achuza is sold, that the bailam had sold to somebody else goes back to the bailam at Yovel. Af eved kanani, if the master sells the eved kanani to someone else, so we should say it should be like a stei achuza that chozer le bailam be Yovel, it should go back at Yovel. No, tabalomar liolamem tavod. That's why the pasuk says be'avadim kananim liolamem tavod. Tell me that an eved kanani belongs to that adon liolam, and he doesn't go out at Yovel. He doesn't go free at Yovel. Even though sometimes the olam means olam shel Yovel, over here it doesn't mean olam shel Yovel. It means the olam really, because if it only would have meant the olam shel Yovel, then the Torah wouldn't have had to say anything. We would learn eved kanani from stei achuza. So that's what Tosfos Yeshanim points out. That's how we know that the olam over here means the olam, and not just the olam shel Yovel. So now the Gemara says, and what else? Tana af bechalipin. Now we had said in the Mishnah that eved kanani is nikna because of shar bechazaka, but we have a brisa that says there's a fourth way you could do chalipin, that someone who's mocher or nosein in eved kanani could be mekabel say any object as a kinyan sudar, and that way the eved will be transferred from one party to the other. So v'tana didan, why does our tana not mention chalipin? Seems like a perfectly viable form of kinyan. Milsa delasa metatlan katani, milsa disa metatlan lo katani. We're only talking about the darkei kinyanim that do not work on metaltalin, kesef shtar and chazaka. So, but those types of kinyanim that work even on metaltalin, like chalipin, we're not mentioning. It's a davar pashut that you'd be able to buy an eved kanani with kinyanim metaltalin. So we don't need to mention that. It's the kinyanim karka that are the chiddush, and that's why the Mishnah only mentions that which is a chiddush. Amar Shmuel, eved kanani nikna b'mashicha. Shmuel says, so now I have another kinyan. An eved kanani could be nikna b'mashicha. You could pull the eved kanani toward you. Said, how do you do that mashicha? Tekafo, the kona grabs the eved and pulls him with force. Uba etzlo, and the eved comes toward him kanao. So then he's kona him. Karao uba etzlo lo kanao. But if you just say, hey, come here, and the eved walks toward you, so then that is not a kinyan. Kinyan mashicha means that you physically yank him. You physically pull him. It can't just be that that you called him over and he decided to come over. So bishlam l'tana didan. I understand the tana of our Mishnah didn't want to mention this kinyan because milsa disa metatlo katani delasim metatlo. We already said the rule. The Tan of our Mishnah only wanted to mention those kinyanim that are not shayich to metaltalin. Mishicha is shayich to metaltalin, and therefore it just doesn't get mentioned in our Mishnah. But the Tan of our Mishnah agrees that chalipin works and that mishicha works, all of those things. El Tan of Bra, but according to the Tan that said, no, you have the darkei kinyanim in our Mishnah, plus chalipin. Well, why didn't he mention Mashiach also? Nisni Mashiach, meaning if it's really, if the Tana of the Braisa is trying to give an exhaustive list of all the types of kinyanim that work on an Eved, even those that work as kinyanim metaltalin, then he should have mentioned Mashiach also. So no, Kikatani, the Tana of the Braisa that only added Chalip into the list, but not Mashiach, Milsa di Isa Bein Mimakarkai Bein Mimetaltalai, is only includes on the list either kinyanim that are reserved for karka or kinyanim that work for both metaltalin and karka, like chalipin. But mishicha to be metaltalin isim karkai lesa lo katani. Mishicha is a kinyan that's exclusive to metaltalin, so that doesn't make the list. That doesn't even according to the Tana of the Braisa doesn't make the list. So it turns out that they're not arguing lahalacha about anything, right? That everyone agrees kesef, shtar, chazaka, chalipin, mishicha, that it all works. It's just a question of when you tell me a chiddush about how an Eved Kanani should be nitna, what do you want to include on the list? Do you want to include only things that apply to karka, not anything that would apply to metaltalin? Do you want to include anything that could apply to metaltalin and karka, just not something that's exclusive to metaltalin? But it all works, meaning the idea is that an Eved Kanani is metaltalin. He has kinyane karka, but fundamentally he moves around. He is metaltalin. So it's obvious that the kinyane metaltalin are going to work, so the Mishnah doesn't have to say those things. So it only wants to be mechadesh that he has dino kikarka, that you could be kona him the way you're kona karka. So ask the Gemara and Shmuel, Ketzad, how is Neve Kanani Nikna b'mshicha? So we had said, Tekafo ba'atzlo kano, kro ba'atzlo lo kano, that if you grab him and yank him toward you, so then that's a kinyan. You call him and he comes to you, then it's not a kinyan. So kro lo, is that true? If you call him toward you and you don't, and he comes, that's not a kinyan. Va'atanya, we have a braisa about kinyane mshicha mesi by a behema, where it seems to say not that way. Ketzad b'mesira, how is a behema niknas b'mesira? Achaza b'talpa, if you grab the hoof of the animal, b'sa'aro, or the hair of the animal, like on a horse, the mane of the horse, b'ukav sha'aleha, or the bit that's on, or whatever, the different parts of the saddle or thing, b'shlif sha'aleha, b'prumbiya sha'biya, the bit in its mouth, b'zugsha b'tzavara, the bell on its neck. So you do any of those things, if you grab any of those things, even though you didn't move the animal, you just held on to it, kana'a, that's mesira, that works. Ketzad b'mashicha, and how does kinyan mashich work? And this is the part that we're interested in over here. Kore lavihi ba'a, if you call it and the animal comes, o sheikisha b'makal, or you whack it with a stick and it moves, v'ratza l'fanav, and it runs because you hit it. Kivan sha'akra yad v'regel, once it starts to move, it moves one hind leg and one foreleg, even though it's just a tiny movement, kana'a. You have now been kona the behema, that is a kinyan mashicha. Rabbi Asi v'amila Rabbi Acha, no, moving one hind leg and one foreleg is not enough. It's going to have to move its entire positioning, meaning it has to move one body length from where it was. So you have this machlokas, what's called a viable akira, that's enough of an akira for it to be considered a kinyan mashicha. But everyone seems to be moda that if the behema goes because you call it, that is a mashicha. So that's a kashan Shmuel, because Shmuel said that when it comes to a kinyan eved, if you say, hey, come here, and the eved comes, that's not a mashicha. So it says, well, yes, because a human being is different than an animal. Amri behema adaita demara azla. When you call an animal doesn't have any das. So as soon as you call it comes, that's your own das, you know that it's trained to respond to your voice, so that's you doing it, because a behemoth doesn't have bechira. Eved adaita denafshe ka'azel, but an eved has bechira to listen to you or not to listen to you. He could hear your voice and decide that he's not going to do anything, so that therefore it's not that you're doing a mashicha when he comes toward you. Amar Ravashi, eved katan ke behemoth dami, but an eved katan who doesn't have any das of his own is considered like a behemoth with regard to kinyani mashicha. He has a din of a behemoth, that the other and calls him l'shem kinyan, and he comes, he's nikna, just like a behema is nikna when you call it and it comes, that because he's coming based on your das, and he's not based on his own das. Tan Rabban, ketzad b'chazaka, how are you kona an eved kanani with kinyan chazaka? So hita lo manalo, if the eved unties the master's shoe, o holich kelev, or the eved kelev achar of l'beis hamerchatz, or the eved carries your towel and your clothing, your fresh set of clothing to the beis hamerchatz, merchatz with you, hivshito, or he helps you undress, hichito, he bathes you, sacho, he anoints you with oils, gardo, he scrapes your skin, elbisho, he dresses you in ilo, he puts on your shoes, igbio, or he lifts you up, all of those objects, all of those services, kena'o, he's kona, you're kona the eved through that. Amrav shim lote chazaka gedola me'agba, shagba kona b'kal makom, the chazaka shouldn't be any better than agba. Hagba works b'kal makom, even in a rishos that's miyuchedas for the mocher alone. So if an eved is nikna b'chazaka, then for sure he's going to be nikna b'agba. So my kamar, what does that mean? We weren't talking about a kinyan agba. By every kinyan agba, the lokeach picks up the object that he's buying. Over here, the lokeach is not picking up the eved; it's the eved that's picking up the master, and he's nikna b'kinyan chazaka because you're utilizing his service. So Rav Ashi says, no, we explain the Brisa that it's machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon, that Tanakama says, higbiu hu l'rabo kna'o. If the Eved picks up the master, that's a kinyan. Higbiu rabo lo, but if the master picks up the Eved, lo kna'o, it's not a kinyan. Amar Rabbi Shimon, lo te chazaka gdol me'agba, shagba kona b'kol makom. That chazaka shouldn't be any stronger than agba, because and agba works everywhere. Meaning, he's saying, what do you mean if the master picks up the Eved, it's not a kinyan? That's always a kinyan. When you pick up anything, that's a valid form of kinyan. Why would it not be a valid form of kinyan when the eved picks up the master? So what's the other tzad? Why would you say that it's not a valid form of kinyan if the master picks up the eved? After all, isn't that just a normal way of doing a kinyan hagbah? So I saw in the back of the Gemara that one of the achronim explains, I'm not finding it right now, that but dafka by a kinyan hagbah, when one human being picks up another human being, the one who's doing the lifting is servicing the other party. So there's no way that could be a kinyan eved, that you're going to service the eved. It's the exact opposite of avdus. You can't do the opposite of avdus as a kinyan of an eved. So in a chinami, you could be kona most things with agba, but it can't be through something that is by definition the opposite of avdus. So asher damet higviu hu l'rabo kono el miata shufcha kono. Actually, you know, we'll stop there. Bezram Alicia will pick up there tomorrow. I'll be back giving the daf on Friday, Shabbos, and then Alicia on Sunday, Monday? No? I have to check my flight, though. Okay, so...